The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
A lot of our struggle or difficulty in our practice and in our lives comes from not exactly what's happening in our experience. Some of that, but a lot of it comes from how we relate to what is happening. And what is our kind of hidden relationship that may not be obvious to us, actually. This points to a little bit of the area of the subconscious, where some of our agendas are how we relate to things is a little bit below what we are consciously aware of. And that just being slightly below what we're consciously aware of, we can actually, through just a simple inquiry, a simple checking in, open a little bit of that door of the subconscious and see what is our relationship to experience. So this might be really simple, you know, if there's something unpleasant happening in our experience. There may be a relationship to that experience of not liking it, of aversion to it. And, you know, we may be just noticing experience and you know, kind of in the background have this agenda of, you know, this relationship of, oh, I don't like this. But we're not really consciously aware of that not liking because we're attending to the thing that we don't like. So our attention is on the perhaps a pain in the body or some unpleasant experience. And we're not quite so clear on the fact that not liking is part of what's happening. So that kind of relationship to experience can be relatively easy to uncover just by simply checking in. Okay, there's this thing happening, and what's going on? You know, what's my relationship to this? Just a simple checking in to our relationship to experience. And often that kind of thing is pretty quick. You know, it's like, well, I don't like this. Okay. So can we then have that not liking be part of what we are mindful of? So that it's not kind of operating in our subconscious, but it is now in the field of our mindfulness. When it's in the field of our mindfulness, we have the opportunity to just witness it and see it have its nature, its impermanent nature. It's just a phenomenon, as opposed to being in our subconscious, where it may be motivating our actions. So also along the lines of this not liking, so the not liking is in the field of our awareness. You know, what's our relationship to not liking? You know, our relationship to not liking is often something like, well, I want to get rid of this. You know, I want to do something to get rid of this. Or perhaps something like a belief that if I were doing the meditation properly, I wouldn't be feeling this thing. You know, that there's something wrong with the way I'm practicing, that this is happening. So that, again, there's some suffering going on, a feeling of something's wrong with me because this thing is happening. And that's a little bit of a subtler kind of attitude or agenda in our mind. First of all, maybe that we think we have to get rid of it. Second of all, that we think there's something wrong with what we're doing. So this exploration of our relationship to experience can be very powerful to help uncover these hidden agendas, hidden views, hidden beliefs about what's happening in our lives, in our meditation. So just as a quick summary, since I want to just wrap this up here, the various relationships that we might have to our experience will fall into four basic categories. They'll either be a kind of a not liking, a wanting to get rid of, an aversive kind of relationship. It'll be a liking, a wanting, something, wanting something to continue, wanting to make something happen, a kind of a greedy or a leaning towards relationship. So there's the leaning away from relationship, the leaning towards relationship. Then there's kind of a confused relationship. You know, what am I supposed to do with this? You know, kind of like a not sure what's going on relationship. And then the fourth kind of relationship is basically that the mind is at ease and balanced around what's happening. So that might not be so obvious at times. You can check in, well, what's my relationship to this experience? And you might not see anything. You know, if there's nothing particular there, then you might just check in, well, am I calm about this? Am I at ease about this? Am I curious about this? Those are kinds of relationships that are helpful for us, that actually support our meditation. So I just encourage you from time to time in your practice, not a lot, but just from time to time, particularly if there's a feeling of struggle in your practice, check in, what's my relationship to what's happening?